WGB clear. 2XJN, KC2WGB. Nothing heard, KC2WGB clear. Hey, good evening, KC2WGB.
Good evening, John. Well, I wasn't willing to say this on the net because I'm not sure that I'm right, but I found a couple of things on the internet that suggested that the Dawn spacecraft has three fixed engines, and that the orientation of the spacecraft dictates which one is in use for the direction of flight that it wants. So they don't appear to be gimbaled, but like I said, I'm not positive.
Okay, interesting. Good to know. I thought maybe, you know, the carousel, and they could bring them around, three of them, and they'd have one brought to the center of the craft. But, yeah, maybe they're fixed, because that could have other issues too, but good stuff.
Now, it appears from what I saw, and again, I'm not positive, but it appears from what I saw that the craft had reaction thrusters in addition to the ion engines, and the reaction thrusters were used for orientation, and that the ion thruster was obviously used for propulsion.
Okay, so they have something similar to that gyroscopic control, probably, so they can maneuver it. Plus, they may have some gas thrusters that they use also. Well, with a craft that size, I guess they could have a sufficient amount of that in there.
Well, it has reaction wheels, but apparently two of them are out of service. And that's the reason that it can't leave Sirius. There was some hope that it would be able to leave Sirius and explore another body when it was launched. But apparently with the failure of two of the reaction wheels, they're using hydrazine that's in the reaction control thrusters to orient the craft for its approach into Sirius.
Oh, all right. I don't remember Paul mentioning that they lost the reaction thrusters. Okay, good stuff. Well, at least they had a backup for it.
Well, you know, the problem with any of this, like Paul says, is that the deeper you get into it, the more technical it becomes, and it's just kind of hard to figure out what you're looking at.
Yeah, I'm really waiting for the Pluto photographs. I hope that they do come in May. It's not too far away. We've really never had a good view of that planet, or planetoid, whatever they want to call it, and I'm going to find that interesting for me anyway.
I grew up when it was a planet, but no, I donort think they really understood what was out in the Oort cloud back then.
Very true. Maybe when they photograph it, like in World War II, they're going to find Kilroy was here. Something like that.
Okay. Well, we're still trying to figure out what those two white spots are on Sirius, I think.
I agree with Paul's speculation, or maybe it was the website speculation, that they're probably ice. That makes a little sense. And what else could be up there to be so bright, so white, except ice? Unless we got some diamonds there or something.
Well, I've already found a YouTube video that claims it's an alien base.
Oh, of course. Oh, absolutely. And if anything happens, it'll be because the aliens didn't want that crap buzzing around.
Case 2 QIQ.
Go ahead.
I don't know whether you guys ever watched the television show NASA's Unexplained Files, but there was a beautiful one along the same topic as what you're doing, and the result that came out of it was they found something going around the other side of the sun, apparently, with visual optical telescopes, and what they determined was, what their final, you know, official answer, was that it was actually one of the jettisoned Apollo boosters that came off during one of the Apollo missions. And I guess they went by reflected light, and they found out that the paint reflected back at the same frequency as the color paint that NASA uses. So I figured you guys might find that one interesting. It might just be space junk. Q-U-I-Q.
Hey, yeah, I like that show. You know, they go a little far in some of it, but some of it is very interesting. Yeah, I did see that one. And, yeah, I found that very interesting. You know, that question you asked, Dick, I had an idea, probably wrong, but if you adjusted the frequency so that the wavelength was half the distance of the bar, you might have a shot.
Well, as I said, as long as the TEM wavelength and the spacing of the lines of flux in the magnet equal, you will start charging or magnetizing the magnet, because you'll start a flow. Now, the thing is, what determines north and south? Well, when you line up the TEM wave and the desired magnetic lines of flux, you're never going to be exactly perpendicular. You're either going to be left of perpendicular or right of perpendicular. If you start up left, it's going to be south-north. If you go right, it'll be north-south. So, because the magnet doesn't really care about plus and minus. For all intents and purposes, to electricity, it's an electrical short circuit. But what will happen is, once you have a polarized TEM wave, perpendicular or near perpendicular, either left or right of perpendicular, you'll start developing a magnetic line of flux field that will start magnetizing the magnet. And so it'll just, and generally, once the field is started in one direction, you can even be on the other side of perpendicular, and they'll still keep on charging in the same direction because the magnetic field becomes dominant.
That's because the position becomes the H wave?
Yeah, precisely, because inside the magnet you have domains, and once the domains are started, they typically start keep on going in the same direction. So once you get it kicked off, it's just a matter of whether the polarization is just to the left or just to the right of perpendicular, and that'll determine whether the magnet starts with either north or south.
Interesting concept. Never thought about it at all. Yeah, I guess it could be.
John, I'll give you another tidbit.
Right, go ahead.
When the magnet eventually reaches saturation to the point that it won't take any more magnetic field anymore around it, and the magnetic lines of flux are built or established to whatever the iron will support, well, what happens next is attenuation. So if you start measuring the TEM field on the other side, what you realize is that you've got maximum attenuation from that material.
Aha. Good. Magnetic field falls off at the cube or the fourth?
If you draw the magnetic lines of flux, and we're starting from north to south, let's say, as just for definition, so you draw your first line of flux from north to the south, it's going to be closest right to the bar itself, let's say it's a bar magnet, and then draw the next one, it's going to be some geometry away from that, and then you keep on going out further and further and further. Well, the magnetic strength, or the field of H, as you get further away from the magnet, will fall off, the intensity of H will drop off by the 1 over the cube root of 3.
1 over the cube root of 3. Okay. Understand. Very good.
That famous 1.732 again.
That number comes up in a lot of classes. Boy, oh boy. Just like 1.414.
That's it. The square root of 2 and the square root of 3 are two very, very important numbers, especially when it comes to geometry and electronics. And the two overlap just about everywhere when you talk about fields and, you know, just about everything associated with high-frequency electronics, fields, transformers, everything. You know, they're two really good numbers to have a good grasp on.
Yeah, and they do come up so often. But, so what are you working on? Do you have something interesting you're doing at work?
Developing x-ray stuff and having some interesting things. And actually, on that note, John, I better hit the sack because tomorrow rolls around real quick. So it's always been a pleasure, guys. I got to say 73 to now. KC2QIQ, have a good one.
73 day. And have a great day.
K2WGB, K2JX. morning, John.
Good morning, John. You still in there?
KC2WGB. Evening, Joe. Long time no talk.
Good morning, John. I've been out of the area. I had to go with some of the members of my unit to take some specialized training down in Quantico, Virginia, and also in Glencoe, Georgia. So I actually just got back today. I got back during the day today, and I'll be heading back down there during the week. I have to be going down to Camp Lejeune for some additional training.
Oh, great stuff. Yeah, those are Quantico. A lot of interesting things going on there. And Camp Lejeune is fun.
Not when you're putting in 14 hours a day of training. It's going to be a little bit long.
Yeah, but, you know, you do that, you're doing a better job and learning some of the new quirks that are filtering into our civilization, which you're more aware of than I am.
Be true. That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah, a lot of new methods, new methodologies. Yes, we are learning a lot. That is a fact.
Unfortunately, most Americans are not aware of how vulnerable we are. You know, we do have people trying to convince us that we're being taken care of, and they're doing the job best they can because it's all new. The tactics don't apply anymore that we used to use. At least they're ineffective in a lot of the cases. So, yeah. I just wish training was available to all of them, but just not so.
Especially we like to use it. It's not your grandfather's or your father's USA anymore. The world has changed, and we have to keep up with it. And we're trying to do the best we can to stay one half step ahead. Not always done easily, but we're trying.
Well, to stay a step or half a step ahead is very difficult because just staying even with these clowns is really a full-time job in your head, and right now to me it looks like I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're just in this dark tunnel, and with the administration, the way they're carrying on, and the things of Iran and North Korea and ISIS, all these crazy things, how much of this can we handle? So I know it's going to happen. I just hope it's a minimal.
That's affirmative. Yep. That's one of the reasons we're taking the kind of training we're taking. Because we hope it will be at a minimum. We're not sure exactly where this is going to go, but I guess it is indeed very difficult to stay one step ahead. It's very difficult just to stay even. Very, very much so. But we are trying, and we are trying to do best we can with what we have. Fortunately, there are new techniques that are popping up every day. So we're trying to absorb them all and make use of all of them.
You know, I'm glad you called tonight because I had a question I wanted to ask you. You know these situations that the neighborhoods get into? Unfortunately, there was a young man here in Staten Island that was killed by chokehold and nonsense that they went on about, you know, that kind of thing. Isn't it possible, I've heard of a device to secure people, it's a net. How come they don't use a net in those situations, Joel? Maybe you could help me out with that.
What you're talking about is called a snare. S-N-A-I-R, snare. And it is legal in a number of jurisdictions. I know in Florida, Georgia, Texas, Wyoming, Wisconsin, one or two other states it is legal. It's not legal in New York. At least it has not been made legal yet. It was, from what I understand, brought up before the New York State Assembly, the New York State Senate, and they turned it down. As far as legality, was also brought up before the courts in New York State. They too turned it down. Yes, it is illegal. The snare is illegal in some municipalities, some states, just not here. I don't believe the only state it might be legal in this area possibly might be in Maine, but I'm not certain of that.
Todd finally woke up. All right, Todd. Joel, you know, I realize that because it's like netting an animal, and they would look at it and say, oh, look, they're treating the guy like an animal. But it's safe for the person who it's being applied to, and it sure protects the police officers, especially when you got a guy who's a big size and only two officers. They don't have to use any weapons because he can't move. He can't really do anything once that net or that snare is on him in some way. I just thought it would be such an effective way to do it. But I think it's the image they're worried about. So, but I don't know. But I think it would be a good thing to have.
Affirmative, well, if we could speak to JHR, KCTW, GV, and I believe I hear KCTV in there as well. Yep, well, we would very much like to use it if we could within New York State, but not happening. We actually do use it in our training. We have used it in the training down in Glencoe, Georgia. In fact, we were just using it this week. We were doing some practice things with that. There's the snare, and there's something called a super snare. So we mentioned that as well. I think I hear Todd in there, so let me say good morning to Todd. Todd, I haven't been able to get through to you recently because I just haven't been here. I just came up today back from Georgia, and I'll actually be going back down to Virginia and Georgia this week for some additional work. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. Good to hear from Joel and John. I did not fall asleep when talking about magnetism and the fact that the field does nothing at the ferrite or the material is what back the radio wave. No, he wasn't asking a radio question. I'm getting better, but really, really slowly. Foot drop. And, because I have to walk down the stairs, that's what sets me back. And Joel, I'm still spinning away like you wouldn't believe, but it's good to hear you now. Yes, go ahead, John. Give me, I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, Todd, I was going to ask you about that. I know that sciatica was really giving you trouble, and I'm wondering, when it comes back to you, what are you doing with Hanley? Is somebody walking him for you, or do you have any help at all? Joel, over to you, sir.
I tell you what, let me listen out for a few minutes. Let me let you discuss this with Todd. I'll be here for a little while longer, not too much longer, but a little while longer, and then just send it back over to me. Hi, Todd.
KD2, as of last Wednesday, I had to go down the stairs and take him out. Friday, coming back up the stairs, I really hurt myself. Friday afternoon, Saturday, someone came by. Today I had to do it, although I don't think I hurt myself. I'm just in pain today. Slowly getting better, but I don't know how much more of this crapola I can take. Because I can't even go down the stairs to get something to eat, blah, 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 blah. So, I'm not trying to complain. I'm just doing what I have to do. I'm not.
Yeah, well, there's certain things you got to do, and, it's the maintenance of the dog is a must, so, boy, that must be uncomfortable. Todd, I thought you had an elevator in that place. Up and down the stairs with that problem? Is Susie going to be paying you a visit soon? Maybe you can get some help that way.
Thought Joel was going to pick it up, and no, I do not have my ears in. The problem with the elevator, it doesn't work. I guess if they ever put it in, it might work. No, it's just a stoop and a flight. So, I mean, I've had a fractured toe, I've had a bone contusion. And at least with that, you can hobble down the stairs without doing anything. But every time you twist, because the nerve is bruised, battered, or may even have damage, I'm not sure. But, when I can at least be somewhat, if I can walk a little bit, I'm going to get a car service and go over to a place schedule and blah, blah, blah. I've had a thing with, like, my knee or my foot, and I have gone down the stairs on my backside to take care of my pup. So, I do what I have to do. Let's see if Joel's still in there.
I think Joel said he was going to be gone for a while, and he'd be back. And we're going to lose the repeater in about 10 minutes, so just to let you know. They didn't reset the clock yet for daylight saving.
Okay, so what do we do then? The place and my triplex units on top of everything else. Just think, observation about how seeing over thousands that fail.
Yeah, Todd, well, unfortunately, that is true. But I don't, you know, having three of them is, I think it's a good indication that the later models are more reliable. I don't burn it at 100 watts all the time, no. A lot of people do, and maybe that's the issue. Not sure. But I think it's a good system. And I'm looking to collect more of them, as many as I can. I may wind up with five of them. We'll see what happens. I'll put them to use. And yeah, it was an interesting TechNet. And you know, after the TechNet, I called you a couple of times because I thought you'd be listening, but you didn't answer. Maybe you were doing something else.
Yeah, I bailed out at about, I don't know, 10 of. I'm supposed to get up and hobble a little bit from time to time to keep the muscles from stiffening up. Muscle relaxers and anti-inflammatory. I don't really take the oxycodone. I take it two of them, you know. But all they do is they took x-rays, they found nothing wrong there, and they didn't x-ray my spine, that's for sure. And when I can, I have to go to a spinal place and go from there, because I've had a little bit of sciatica pain here and there, and I take, you know, make sure my back's in alignment, take it easy for a couple of days. And that's what I thought it was, but like a good neighbor, I squatted down to pick up after him. That's when I couldn't get up, and that's when the trouble started. That's after spending 11 to 12 hours in those hospital chairs, which threw my back out of alignment. That was about 3 or 4 days later. And since that point, this is murder. This is murder, you know? But since I took them out later in the day, it's been constant pain.
Todd, I hear your phone ringing. I don't know if you hear it. Maybe you want to answer that.
I have to get up. Alright. Let me check. Where do I find you if we lose the repeater?
Well, I hear you on the input, no problem. You know, so I'll be here.
Okay. Affirmative, KD2CBV.
John, I also just got a landline, so I'm going to be off for a few minutes while I pick up my landline. You'll be hearing me on the input also.
Okay, Joel. EC2WGB.
AD2CBV. The phone is a chair length away from the bed. That's how long it takes me to pick up the handset. This is gonna take months.
Yeah, the sciatica can really be a pain in the butt. Literally. But, I had asked you, is Susie due for a visit? Maybe you can get some help there. And by the way, sciatica is one thing that sometimes a chiropractor can give you great relief on. You know, usually, you know, people think like they're fake doctors and they're all, but sciatica problems have been helped by chiropractic methods.
Yeah, I know. I just, I can't go anywhere. In other words, you mentioned walking, Hanley. I don't walk in the morning under normal circumstances. It's a 5 to have been in operation. Literally, put on my coat, put on shoes, pull on sweatpants, not in that order. Go out the door, down the plane, down the hall, down the stoop. We're outside for 2 to 3 minutes. Come back in, take shoes off, you know. That's it. That whole thing is 5 to 7 minutes. It was a 45-minute operation. But, like I said, when I squatted down and I realized I couldn't get up, for 4 days, I literally crawled in the apartment. I could not be upright at all. So there is improvement, and it's just that it's so slow. And I don't know. I mean, I told you my triplex went. Even if I were to have a replacement handed to me, I couldn't. I don't think I could install it.
Oh, yeah, especially if you got to reach over, bend over a desk or something like that. You don't even want to get involved with that. You just cause more injury. And, you know, I've noticed also when I get an injury now, my age of antique, it takes longer to heal. I just hate when those things happen. It eats up a lot of my time and a lot of discomfort. And at least I have the convenience. I just open my door and my dog can go in the yard. And I don't have to worry about that. But I can imagine your dog, you must have to take him out at least 3 times during the day. You know, 45 minutes a shot. Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, I have to put on the sweatpants. I have to put on the sock. I can actually put a sock on with, this morning with no pain. Second time out, there was a little bit of pain. And that's because I had to go down the stairs. I mean, if I didn't have the stairs, I could deal with it. You know? I wouldn't be rubbing or re-bruising or whatever the heck I'm doing to it. But nobody seems to get it. And, the other thing is I can't sit up, so I can't, like, say, have a steak, okay, or a lasagna. I can't sit there and cut it up and pick it up. You know, I couldn't have soup. I have to eat stuff I can basically more or less lay on my chest and do that. I'm down to one loaf of bread, some cold cuts, and I have a pizza, literally a pizza order from the pizza place. And they did me a favor. I got a veal cutlet Parmesan Hero, and they put it in the dish and gave me the roll. So, almost like on limited rations, you know, I got to make it last. Hoping, you know, by Wednesday to be in better shape.
And plus you'll have better weather, so it won't be as bad outside. The weather won't be as inclement as it's been in the past couple of weeks. And I think you've been suffering with this like 3 weeks. Oh, and by the way, I had asked, is Susie due to pay you a visit soon? Back to you, Todd.
The 19th. She wanted to come by in a day or two. And take Hanley up there. Now, she has 2 dogs up there. Hanley met one of them. And then bring Hanley back on the 19th. And I know she has issues up there. And while I appreciate concept, I can't see her spending $120 come down here for 2 days, where I have to send her out to get cash, I have to send her out to get various food items in places she doesn't know, and then she's going to have to deal with Hanley, who's bent out of shape about me. I don't know if it's good enough for him psychologically, and I think it better to let her come on the 19th. I figure maybe the two of us can go somewhere together and she can help carry it back kind of thing. I don't know.
it's just a question of healing. And if that nerve is pinched, which it may be, that's even going to make it more difficult. Well, no matter which way, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, well, I offered you a solution, and you don't want to blah, and she hung up. Now, I understand she's under a lot of stress, and she's worried. And the thing is, I don't want to say passing out, but I mean, I sleep. And then I wake up about 3 hours, fall asleep again, and then, you know, hug. That's what's horrible. And,
thank you for visiting the Long Island Vocal Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Note number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Note number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Thank you.
tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Here is KA2YHY listening.
WB2CMF, WB2CMF, WZ.
WB2CMF,
hey, good morning, Pat. It's very noisy, but I did get you.
I'm by the lake, so, you know, it's kind of a hard to get to. I'm also transmitting split, because I'm not sure the link is up or down. I know it's one way, though. So I'm not really transmitting cell if we're going to see Flint Oaks.
Okay, I'm not hearing the double beep. Different cell than the repeater. Hearing the beep like you would get on the 440 repeater.
Okay, we'll be good. So, how did you make out yesterday? I did see you at the Hamfest.
Not the right time right now. There's a lot of snow melt, so I'm trying to seem white and start shoveling some of the snow off the lawn. That was my exercise. Hopefully pretty soon, well, if even brown at this point would be good. Anything but white. I had to, you know, break up the ice around my car. I finally got that freed up. Now I just gotta decide if I want to go and see Cochran today.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to get away some of the snow behind one of the cars, but it's a solid block of ice still, you know, even with the warm weather. And it reached like 49 yesterday. I figure, oh, good, great, you know, I'll go out in the afternoon and get rid of some of the snow that's behind one of the cars, but it wasn't happening. It was still ice on the bottom. I was even having a hard time with the ice pick, so I just stopped. It just wasn't worth it. Maybe a couple more days. I mean, this whole week is supposed to be fairly warmer, so who knows. Maybe I'll go out midweek and try some. Well, maybe I'll melt on its own if I'm lucky. KD2CWC, WB2CMF.
What I was doing, wherever the sun was hitting, was softening up a lot of the snow and the ice. Show gets the morning sun, so I did a couple of feet into her lawn until I hit ice. You know, then I went back out an hour later, did some of mine. But underneath is solid ice. Sun hits it a couple of hours and it softens up. I guess a little out of time. You know, that's all I can do.
Okay, Phil. So yeah, I did go to the Hamfest, picked up a couple of connectors I was looking for. Yeah, saw some people. That's about it. So other than that, I really didn't accomplish much yesterday. Like I said, I was hoping to chop some of the snow away, but I didn't get it. Relaxing days, which is okay, you know. It's okay to have that every once in a while.
I was going to cancel that appointment today. It's at 10:45. I think I'm going to try to get it over with. You know, it's stupid. I'm stressing over a stupid doctor's appointment. My space in the front of the house, I'm, you know, like, why? You know, cleared out my driveway. So that's why I say I'll probably wind up going, get it over with.
Okay. I spoke to Maria when she called me. I guess she's still having trouble with the monitor, but now she thinks it may be her video card. So, I told her, really, I can't really do anything until I get there. So, now she wanted me to order a video card. I said, well, you know, you don't really want to do that until you know for sure that it's bad. So,
WB2CMF, KD2CWZ.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I figured. That's how I, if I go down, I may stop in
just to check on Mom and make sure everything's okay. Check on the boiler. But yeah, because it'll be midday, and by this afternoon, the sun should be out. We shouldn't have any problems. Streets look fine, I mean, even other than potholes. Got some tremendous potholes around here. But other than that, you know, the streets, even the side streets, look pretty good.
Yeah, there's just some potholes starting to pop up. I was surprised the expressway is actually in pretty good shape. At least up until 107. That's when I crossed over. Even in Northern State, which usually gets very bad this time of year, it's okay. You know, it's going to need some work, though, that's for sure. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF Mobile.
You know, with the big door comes the, you know, all the potholes, I'm sure. They'll be popping up all over the place in the next couple of weeks. I know they had the pothole repair crews on the highway yesterday. They showed some. That time of year, fireplaces must be doing a booming business, that's for sure. Between tires and rims, you know, a lot of damaging.
Yeah, actually, they had a clip on News 12, and yeah, they were doing exceptionally well. You know, with all the potholes that are around, so it's a boon for them too.
W2SCT Mobile, good morning.
W2SCT Mobile, KD2C, morning, Pete. Go ahead, pick it up.
Hi, good morning, Phil. How you doing? Nice to hear you, and Patterson there, I'm sure. And I'm just pulling out of the driveway. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Peter. W2SET, WB2CMF Mobile. I'm not sure if the link is up or down. I'm working split right now. So I'm really transmitting Selden, but receiving Glen Oaks. When I get to 7-Eleven, I'll check it. But it may be down, or it may be the same one way. Hope you had a good weekend, though. WB2CMF Mobile.
Okay, WB2CMF, W2SET Mobile. Yeah, it was a good weekend, a quiet weekend. But it was nice. And the weather was beautiful yesterday. And of course, Saturday was nice, warmer. So I had my car serviced on Saturday. And they said it's in great shape. It's the Corolla. And which I'm in now, I just had an oil change. Changed the tires, 27-point safety check, so that took 2.5 hours or so. Go to Mavis and say, ah, so they're quite good. Yeah, I'll check the link. Yeah, it's weird that if it's one way, that you're transmitting on the east and you can't hear the west, and you're coming out over the west, and that's not a good situation. So, I'll see what he's doing after the 7-Eleven. I guess Phil should get it next. Phil, go ahead. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
CW2SKD2CW.
Yeah, I don't know if it's up or not. No, I thought he was, I thought my brother was sending and receiving on himself. Okay. I didn't know you could, well, I guess you can do that. Receive on one and transfer another. Yeah, it's raining over here. Seems so strange. It's rain. You know, I haven't seen straight rain in so long. I forgot what it felt like about the garbage. And I'm getting wet with rain. It's so nice. Like, my car is just wet with rain, not snow. There's nothing to brush off this morning. It's great.
Okay, Phil, like my friend always used to say to me, you don't have to shovel rain. Anyway, I'm at the 7-Eleven. I'll be back in a few minutes. WB2CMF Mobile, I'll be right back.
Okay, very good. Yeah, check the east there for me, Phil. Curious how that is. So, all right, very good. Yes, I have. Yeah, the snow is melting, and it's 40 degrees out according to my car, so it really feels quite warm out. It's different. And, coming out at 10 degrees, you know, 30 degrees colder. Somehow you get used to those 10 degree temperatures. But, it's more comfortable. So, very good, and, it's just a quiet weekend, and went out to dinner Saturday and Sunday. Went to your locally Glen Cove and Stango's, the oldest restaurant on Long Island. It's an old Italian restaurant that goes back to 1919. So, really nice. And I went out to a nice Chinese place in Greenville with a friend, so it was very good. I can't believe, Bill, I was thinking of you in the middle of Basel. They have a couple of Christmas wreaths still up on a building. I just can't believe it. They're all dry and brown, and I don't know why they keep them up so long. You know, they didn't take them down at least a month ago. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, W2SET Mobile, KB2CWZ.
Yeah, probably they're waiting because of too much snow, waiting for the snow to melt.
Yeah, you know, it is a long time. They should have gotten rid of those weeks ago. But, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I had a quiet weekend. Don't do anything. I'm getting cabin fever over here. It's tough to go anywhere, for me anyway. I have a doctor's appointment this morning, and I'm stressing over whether I should cancel it or next week or just go and get it over with. You know, the problem isn't getting there. It's in Queens, but then, you know, I'm afraid if I, you know, trying to find a parking space, and, you know, if I get, I get stuck on ice very easily. You know, I got an hour to decide. I'm probably going to go chance it. Just I go pay my mom a visit and make sure everything's okay over there. Over to you, Pete.
Good. Tell me how my signal is. The repeater sound is very strong, so maybe we have good conditions this morning. Still looking at my zone. Continue to go through this mill neck section until they get this project done. Hopefully not too much longer. I was hearing that by 8 maybe, but so, very good. Yeah, that's probably what it is. They're just waiting for the snow and everything, and they just want to take them down, but, it's only a couple of places like that. There is one place at, Glen Cove that has the Christmas lights up on a tree. Green tree, and they have I just passed on Saturday. I was just kind of surprised. They're off. So, I heard you talking about the potholes before, and we got some bad areas around here, but luckily I'm very careful not hitting anything. I guess nobody else around this morning so far. And what you do this weekend, Phil?
Okay, yeah, you know, Pete, if that's West Shore Road, I heard on the news that the completion date is delayed 2 months till May now. If that's the road you're talking about, where they're doing the construction, there's funding delays and, you know, with the weather also. So I think now the completion date is in May.
Yeah, that's too bad, yeah. I did hear something about it locally. I didn't read it. I guess I missed it in the paper. I guess you saw that this past week. Yeah, I mean, the weather certainly caused delays. And then I guess, yeah, funding is not getting paid. I heard somebody say that locally, and so then it's not going to work if he's not going to get paid. That's very simple. So, and yet they had this all set up supposedly. And what we have here now, we have some flashing lights. What's going on here? Looks like a school bus has broken down, something like that. Back to you.
Back.
Okay, Pat, why don't you pick it up?
WV2CMF, KD2CWZ.
Okay, KD2CWZ, WV2CMF Mobile. Okay, the link is up. They must have it up under IRLP. Although I don't know why it wasn't, I wasn't receiving it when I first left, but it is up now. And I guess the biggest challenge for me today is trying to figure out how to reset the clock in the car. Every single car is different. I'm not used to this one, so I may actually have to break out the instruction manual for this one.
Okay. Yeah, they will usually not too hard. I just reset my small key. And I just had to do my microwave on the stove.
Pad 73, don't work too hard.
So maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon, and if anything, I'll let you know. Like I said, checking on Mom. I don't expect anything to be bad over there, but we'll see. 73, Pat. Over to you, Pete.
Very good. I'm going up over Mill Hill a little way. I just don't like to go over this hill when it's icy and snowy, but since it's 40 degrees out, and good. And I'm at the top of Mill Hill right now, which is the second highest point on the North Shore, from Great Neck down outside of Beacon Hill. I go down the hill, which I'm starting to go down the hill, but I'll be clear of Oyster Bay in about 4 minutes or so. And then we'll be in solid ground. And how is your mom doing? I forgot how old she is, Bill. Back to you.
Hey, Pete. Yeah, she's doing fine. You know, she's waiting for the snow to melt, too, because, you know, she still drives. She's 86. Gonna be 87 in May. But she's still very active. You know, she's anxious for the snow to be all gone, too, because she does her little trips with the car, you know, neighborhood, local, and she has been able to do that. She'll walk up to the avenue, to the stores, and tired of that, too. Just like me, I'm saying the same thing. I said, yeah, I'm not going anywhere with the car too much because of all the snow and everything. In fact, my car was stuck in the ice. I got it out of the ice yesterday. Spent like an hour chopping some ice away from the wheels, and by yesterday afternoon, it finally freed up. We're both waiting for this snow to be gone. I want to see the robins on the lawns again. Over to you, Pete.
Very good. Let me make sure. Bye. All right, very good. Yeah. So, yeah, the snow is... There's a lot of snow. I mean, it has to go on. My friends down in Florida said there might be some snow event going in.